Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
It was a bit of a shock this morning in the world of rugby. CJ Stander has taken the decision to retire from the game, and I'm joined now by rugby correspondent with the Irish Times, Gerry Thorney. Good morning, Gerry.
Good morning, Claire.
Were you shocked at this news?
No, actually. I can understand why there would be widespread shock, given that CJ Stander, he only turns 31 next month, Claire. So yes, it's a young age, and he definitely could have easily gone on playing for another 2 years at least, both for Munster and Ireland, or wherever in France, even gone there and had a lucrative paycheck. But he's always marched to his own drum, always done it his way. And I just had a suspicion that he'd made a decision within himself to retire when it was quite obvious from kind of December onwards in games for Munster and Ireland that he was enjoying them. And he was visibly trying to enjoy them. He was smiling his way through them. I thought this looked like a guy who may have decided that, you know, now's the time to go. He's never made any secret, Claire, of his love of farming and his desire to go back to the farm in the Western Cape. And I think another telltale sign has been that his wife, Jean-Marie, and their daughter, Everly, have been back, I think, in South Africa for a little while now.
Yes, and it's very clear from the statement, which is very long and very detailed. We'll talk about some of it in a moment. But it's very clear that he just wanted to go home.
Yeah, just wanted to go home. And you know, he's a home bird in many ways. I mean, the stories of when that guy, the first, set foot in Ireland in 2012, suffice to say he was fairly green. And by his own admission, he could barely speak English because Afrikaner was his first language. And by God, had the Munster players ripped him apart for the last 8 years over his poor English. But it has improved immeasurably, obviously. He's given everything. I think when he goes as well, nobody will question that he played like 30 games a season, by and large. Last 7 years, he's played 200 games for Munster and Ireland. That's almost 30 a year. And in nearly every instance, he played 80 minutes. And in nearly every game, he was a leading carrier and pretty high tackle count and everything else. He always gave everything. And I think that there'd be a lot of warmth towards him. You know, he's won over all the Munster and Irish fans, and he will be he'd be bid farewell with a lot of warmth.
He'd be a big loss to both Ireland and Munster.
Big loss. You know, I say he was a coach's dream. He's in 50 tests for Ireland, he scored 12 tries. That's a remarkable high record. I'd say it's nearly the same number of Man of the Match awards as well. He's the leading carrier in this year's Six Nations, but that's almost normal for CJ Stander. I'd say, yeah, like, he's a coach's dream. CJ runs through that brick wall, yeah, I'll do that, sure, boss. You know, do this, that, whatever, he'll just keep doing it. And like I said, he never seemed to get injured. He always did it for 80 minutes, so he certainly has put his body through everything. And it's very hard to replace a player like that because of that remarkable durability. That it's such an injury-prone game.
And Gerry's finishing up pretty soon. Like, Munster, his contract is up on the 27th of June, and he said he's going to play for Ireland until the mid-year test window. Both Munster and the RFU, they wanted him to stay on a bit longer.
Oh yeah, for sure they would have wanted to, because, like, for all the reasons I outlined. But his contract expires then, so that he feels that that's a good time to go. The insertion of the mid-test summer window, there's a talk of Ireland perhaps going to Australia to play a couple of the Pacific Island teams, Fiji and Tonga, and maybe Japan as well. I don't think that's going to come to pass, not least because there would have to be a two-week quarantine for the squad on arrival. And so I think that what he has in mind there is perhaps playing for the Lions for the summer. And what a fitting way to end his test career, representing the Lions against South Africa. Heaven knows where that will take place, if it takes place at all. But I think that's leaving the door ajar for that possibility. And certainly he would be a player who would interest Warren Gatland. He played in the drawn test, the third test against the All Blacks 4 years ago in New Zealand. And interestingly, Claire, tell you this, his 12 tests against Australia, New Zealand and South Africa for Ireland and the Lions, he's been on the winning side 7 times, drawn 1 and lost 4. That's pretty remarkable. It shows that when the going got tough, he invariably turned up.
I wonder what Andy Farrell will do now. You know, is it worth having him play for the last couple of games, or is it time to move on?
But there's only one more game, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's this Saturday against England. The only pity is, could you imagine now with this news, CJ and the team running on the pitch and 50,000 Irish people, well, 40,000 anyway, maybe 10,000 English, the atmosphere would have only added to the sense of occasion. It's an awful shame he doesn't get that kind of grand farewell. But yeah, but this actually means that next Saturday is almost certainly his last test for Ireland.
Okay, and a really warm statement, we should say, as well. He thanks everybody who made him feel at at home, and he says he reserves a special word of thanks to the late Anthony Axel Foley. Your impact on my personal and professional life remains as tangible today as when you were still with us, and I'm sure that means a lot to Olive and to the boys. Jerry, thanks very much for bringing us that. Jerry Thorney there from the Irish Times.